This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
What is TWS podcast, episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rant's been vindicated.
It's my podcast, I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready. I feel like the end is staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
With the flow, yo, state your biz. You tend to do.
There it is. Me, I run the show. Oh, and these kids don't like nobody coming around here fucking with they dope for shit. You went to prison though, and I like it. But fuck with the big dog, Joe. Gotta bite you. Look, it's out of my hands. And you getting money round here, it's not in the plans. Don't hop your ass out of that van, head back to Kansas. I'm sending niggas back up in campuses. Chances slimming in that chicken
Calvin Klein pants. Let me guess. They said it was money round here, and the rest is me stopping you from getting it, correct? I'm sorry to hear that. My guess is you got work at the hotel. I'll take care of that. You'll soon see. Now please, give me the room key. You're twitching. Don't do that. You're making me nervous. And my crew, well, they do pack. Them dudes is murderers. So please, would you put your hand back in sight? They don't like to see me nervous. You can understand that, right? You draw. Better be Picasso. You know the best. Because if this is not so, God bless. You leave me no choice. I leave you no voice. Believe you me, son. I hate to do it just as bad as you hate to see it done. Now calm your boys. Because I'm finding it a little hard to concentrate with all the noise. Get the point? I let you go. Before you leave, I guess I ought to let you know. I need those keys, and I promise you'll never, no matter the weather, ever come around here no more. I had to do it. 26 years, man. Like this week was, I guess, the 26-year anniversary of Reasonable Doubt. It's just crazy. It's crazy because, you know, like, I'll never forget that verse, and I could spit it back like verbatim at the drop of a hat. And, you know, on the same token, if Google didn't keep all my passwords for me, I'd be locked out of everything. So, yeah, it's a sad fact, but it is what it is. But, yeah, that was a very impactful album for me. I don't know. I always say Jay-Z was one of the people that made me want to rap. And I always wanted to be, like, cool and stuff like him. That was one of my favorite joints, even though I had no exposure to or understanding of the world of that he spoke of in that joint. But I don't know, power fantasy, whatever it is, whatever you want to call it, some of my favorite joints. Anyway, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy J.Dot Flam, representing the White Pants Society, and I must thank you first and foremost for, you know, putting up with me singing or rapping every other week. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and I do greatly appreciate it. So thank you very much, man. I don't know. The Father's Day hangover is done. That's over and done with. But if you read the title for this week's episode and thought,
oh shit,
you know, if the hangover wasn't a sign that something bad was happening, you know, Dirty Child got to be something inappropriate. But nah, it's actually a tea. I made my first like proper real chai tea this week, and I did it again tonight. I'm not doing it. I did Dirty Chai, which is a August Uncommon tea, which is really dope, earlier in the week. This week I did one that I've had for a while, just never made properly. I tried to brew it like regular tea and thought it was good, and then I decided I'm gonna, you know, try to do it like an actual chai. So I did a Chai Love from TS the Tea Company, and it's pretty dope. Hold on. Oh, man. Yeah. But the Dirty Chai, because this one is a little spicy. I think it's got like peppercorns or something in it, pink peppercorns or something, whatever. Don't get me to quote and shit. But this one is good. But the Dirty Chai was something different. That was pretty fucking amazing. I can't even tell you all of what was in the Dirty Chai, but it's dope. And August Uncommon has like a package where they've made like a, was it Odu Toilette or whatever? They made like a unisex perfume cologne. I don't know what the term is for the unisex joint. Like a scent based on the Dirty Chai. And like, I don't know. I really, there's a part of me that wants to get it. Like, I think if I start walking around smelling like tea or like a cologne inspired by tea, then I've really that's another level. I've taken it off the deep end. Like, I've gone way too far. Like, that feels like too far to go. I don't know. It just, it feels like it. It feels like, you know, I've done a lot with these teas. I'm drinking tea all the time. I'm talking about tea all the time. If I start smelling like tea, like if, like I start basing the fragrance I wear off of tea, I'm not sure if I'm ready to be that dude. But I'm this close though. I'm this close. I'm this fucking close. But that's what I'm drinking tonight. I'm doing a proper chai tea. And it's pretty amazing. And it's not as difficult to make as I thought it was. So I'm happy about that. What else? You know, yeah, Reasonable Doubt turned 26. Other than that, this has been a rough week. You know, a lot has gone on. Things that I'm not necessarily going to talk about because I don't feel like it's my place. I don't feel like, I feel like there's a lot of opinions out there. There's a lot of, you know, thoughts and things out there. And I don't have anything, I don't know, noteworthy to add. I don't have anything of substance to add. It would just be repeating something that's already been said or jumping on the bandwagon or, you know, joining, you know, a group chat. And I don't know, that's just not, it's not where I want to be right now. You know, if anything, for me, this is the moment I'm looking for, like, you know, the next step. What's the plan of action? What do we do? And, you know, there's, you know, some things out there. People are saying, you know, what needs to be done or what you need to get behind, you know, if you're trying to make certain things happen. And, you know, I'm looking for where I fit in to all of that and, you know, and what actions I can take. I'd rather be a person of action, a man of action, and rather than just, you know, like I said, join into the group chants. I think the time for rhetoric is over. And let's do something. I want to know what we're going to do. And, you know, I'm just looking for the right thing to get behind and participate in and figure out where my place is in all of this. But I'd rather this show not delve into all of that and be more like a refuge or something. If you're trying to escape, because I mean, social media this week, all the things, you know, this week, it just, like, it can take you to a place. And I'm very fearful of that place. I know what happens to me in those moments, and I don't like to be in the moments. So again, I'm not looking to run from the situation as a whole, but I'm not trying to just join in to the, you know, the emotional ramp up, you know, of just, you know, feeling a certain way about something. I want to do something. Like, what we going to do? If we're going to do something, let's do it. I'm behind it 100%. Let's go. And that's where I want to be. So that's not what this show is going to be. This show is not going to be that place to, you know, ramp up and get emotional. We're just going to have fun and talk about whatever. Talk about whatever. I have no real, like, script this week. I am definitely off script. I spent the last couple of days. This is the recurring theme of just, like, thinking, what the fuck can I talk about? And the idea of, like, not talking about the elephant in the room, you know, was bothering. Like, how do I do this show and not address it? And I feel like, you know, this moment right here, this section of the show is addressing it. I'm not addressing that I'm not going to address it and why I'm not going to address it. And I'm comfortable with that. So, yeah, for the rest of the show, we'll see. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Hang on. But we got to do what we always do. We got to do the Sheffy Lee's report.
I'm the pappy.
I am the pappy. Like I said, the Father's Day hangover is over. This is my week, you know, without my daughter. I had her for like 2 weekends in a row prior to that. So, you know, this has been my first real weekend since coming back from my trip that I just been by myself. Which is usually a rough time, but I got out and did some things this weekend. But back to Sheffy Lee's. One, news from Sheffy Lee's. New rules. According to Sheffy Lee's, let me get the quote correct. Instead of wakey wakey eggs and bakey, it should now be hello hello loaves of jello. You heard it here first. So I just want you to know, new rules. You know, I know wakey wakey eggs and bakey is a standard. It's a long held tradition. But let's do new shit. Let's just be different for the sake of being different. Since I always say I hate that. Let me find a different way to phrase that. Don't be different for the sake of being different. Do you? But if hello, hello, loads of jello feels more like you, then Wakey Wakey Eggs and Bakey, then you can have that. I'm gonna speak on Chef Elise's behalf. I'm sure she would be comfortable with you taking that and running with it. So you're welcome. You know, God bless. So what else is on the Chef Elise menu for the week? My sister and I love this about her. So my sister is into astrophotography. I didn't know astrophotography was a thing. And like some of you may be thinking right now, I didn't know that if it was a thing that black people did it. But neither one of those things fazed my sister. Like she has really gotten to this place where like she finds what she enjoys, what she loves, and she just does it. And I love being around people like that to just like expand that horizon of what's possible. That like if there's anything I've learned in 40 years is that everything you can think of and a million things you've never thought about are a vocation or a possible thing to do. And it's usually not as difficult as you think it is to get into it. And, you know, and even if you can't find a way to like make it profitable or, you know, your job situation, if it could just be a life-changing hobby for you, a source of happiness and a source of peace, something that you just enjoy and enriches your life. And strangely enough, it's normally right around the time that it becomes that thing that's just, you know, an enrichment to your life that, you know, that you love, that you get good enough at it to make money off of it. That's, you know, once you fall in love with the process, once you fall in love with the art of something, you know, the grind to become good enough at it to make money off of it is not work anymore. And I don't know where my sister is in that journey, but, you know, she's out taking like photos of stars and nebulas and galaxies. And it's great. She talked to me for long periods of time when I was home about this stuff. And a lot of the time I had no idea what she was saying, but I just loved her passion and how much, you know, she had learned about it. In fact, she came out one day. I think I was sitting at the dining room table, and this was during the day. She came out and she was going to take some wildlife photos because she also does that. I told you she's like the black Dr. Doolittle. I'm not going to do Cinderella anymore because I don't know. I'm checking my own misogyny on that one. I'm gonna go with Dr. Doolittle. But she was coming out to like take pictures of one of her squirrels that she has a relationship with. Not like that. Like, that sounded bad when I said it, but one of her squirrels, one of her homies. And when she came out the room, the lens on the shit was so long, I thought with the climate that we're in, it looked like a rifle. I was like, sister, don't, like, Aaron, no, like, whoever it is, like, give him a pass, like, don't do it. And then I realized that was a camera, but she had this camera with a lens like so long that I seriously thought it was taking pictures was the last thing on my mind when I saw this thing. But that's where she is with it. She takes these trips and goes out and camps. And I mean, like, she's real in depth with it. Like, she has gotten into it and she loves it and she's investing in it. And that's just dope to me, to just find a thing that you enjoy, that even when people look at you like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, you enjoy it so much that you just go. And then she takes these amazing pictures. And so, you know, this week she sent me pictures that I'm able to share with Chef Elise, you know, and you could see, and she even pointed them out in the pictures. Like, this is Mercury and this is, you know, I don't know. Don't get me the lion, but I know one of them was the Andromeda Galaxy. And that was a dope picture. And my sister took it. Like, and it's like one of the pictures you would see that they make a poster out of, or that you would see in a textbook or something. And it's like my sister took it. And that takes planning to like be in the perfect spot to be able to see it and know what time is going to be the most visible and the lens you got to use. And it's dope. And so I'm hoping that, you know, I'm trying to expose Chef Elise to all of these things, as many of them as I can. And so it's dope to have my sister be, you know, one of the sources of that stuff. But just so she can get the idea that like everything that you could ever think of to possibly do can be a hobby, can be a career, can be whatever, you know, you like, it's, it's possible. I think I grew up not understanding that. And it wasn't until I got to college that, like I saw that all of these, that like I got a radio show my freshman year, like the only year I was there, dropped out after that, but only I was a semester, long story. But, yeah, I had a radio show and that was the moment where I realized, like, I had listened to the radio my whole life growing up, and it didn't equate to, like, you could be on the radio. You could be, you know, a radio person as a career, or you might enjoy this. Like, it never occurred to me. I was going to school for biomedical engineering, like, because that sounded good, and that sounded like a profession, and that sounded like something that people would respect if I did it, you know. And then I got the radio show, and was like, I fucking enjoy this. And people was like, your voice is perfect for the radio. And it's like, oh, really? Word? Like, I didn't. Who knew? So, yeah, I'm trying to get Chef Elise there. And I'm trying to get myself there to just, you know, when I see something, I say to my friends all the time now. And I think it's, you know, me trying to talk myself into believing it. But like, the only difference between the people doing what you want to do and you is that they doing it. Like, that's it. Like, you see something you want to do, just do it. And like with the bacon, with the podcasting, with the graphic design, like with everything that I've like immersed myself in recently, like it's not as difficult as, you know, you think it is to just do it. And yeah, you're gonna suck at it the first time and you keep doing it. So yeah, you know, I don't know. Hopefully Chef Elise is getting that message. But I want her, that's, you know, I want her to see that. And it's dope that she has an aunt that I can use as an example of that. I don't know when my sister got into it. But I got to say it's in the you know, last couple of years. So, you know, she was definitely more than a grown up, but I don't want to tell her age, but she was more than a grown up by the time, you know, she discovered this thing. And now it's like, you know, her thing. That's dope. Other Chef Elise news, my mother has gone overboard. She's gone off the deep end. And I don't think it's no pulling her back at this point. But like, I've received a package almost every day this week from my mom for something, for these tea sets for me and Elise. I got like a little swan that holds the spoons and the forks and stuff for the tea set. And the spoons are shaped like hearts at the end. And I got some clover forks. And she got a table runner and crystal plates and tongs and gold embossed napkins or whatever. Like, it is getting crazy, but I'm super excited because I just know like my daughter is a girly girl, and when she sees like these napkins with the gold trim and this swan and these heart-shaped spoons, she's gonna lose it. And I can't wait. I was thinking, I had this idea, and I shopped it around to a couple of people. Not shopped it, but, you know, I talked to a couple of people about it because I wanted to make sure I wasn't being exploitive. But, you know, my daughter's such a personality, and she loves these YouTube people so much that I thought, you know, I got the equipment, and I'm used to recording stuff, that maybe she would want to do, like, you know, her own YouTube channel. And, like, in my mind, like, it was a done deal. Like, all I had to do was present the idea to her, and she was gonna go nuts, and we was gonna be in it. So I'm just like planning and all this stuff. And like the first crack of it was gonna be, you know, my Father's Day episode would have been featuring her. We would have been, you know, us sitting down having a conversation, and we were gonna do it while we were making the peach cobblers. And come time to start cooking, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna mic you up, you know, so we can do this little show. And she was like, No, I'm not. Yeah, I'm nervous. I don't know about being on the show. I don't know. Now, I don't think I want to do it, Dad. No, I'm, count me out. I never saw that coming, but it's cool. Love you anyway, Chef Elise, you know, do what makes you happy. You know what I'm saying? Hello, hello, loads of jello. Just like, hold on to that and do you. Daddy's going to always love you.
Out of Pepe.
Word. But anyway, but that's the Chef Elise report for this week. What else I got? Not much. I guess maybe we'll go into, like, do I have an interesting story about the radio show? Now, I don't really have an interesting story about the radio show, but I will tell you what took place in my quick semester of college. So I went to Marquette University in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And it's interesting because I just had a conversation with Chad, my white friend. Hey, I say that because he talks to me all the time about how he has to resist the temptation of talking to people about me and saying my black friend. And I kind of feel like, you know, he should go ahead and do it. I feel like when I talk about him, I have to specify my white friend, because in order for you to understand the context of the conversations we have, you got to know that he's white. So I don't know. I want to go up to his job one day and somebody be like, man, who are you? Like, yeah, you don't know me. I'm Chad. I'm Chad's black friend, Jared. You don't know me. Yeah, he hadn't talked about me. I'm his black friend. He don't have many. But anyway, we had a conversation about like why Milwaukee and Boston were such racist places. And it's a private conversation. We're not going to get into that. But we did have that talk. Maybe one day he'll come on and we can have a conversation for y'all. But I went to Marquette, and I get up there, and it's not a whole lot of black people up there. And I had to do like this freshman program because I had like great SAT scores, but my grades were horrible. Like my junior year GPA was a 1-1. Like, it's that bad. But I got in anyway, but I just had to do this summer program, freshman frontier program. And so I get up there, and because there's so few of us, all the minorities, you know, black, Hispanic, whatever, we all pretty much hung together. And I met this half Korean, half German. I won't, you know, put her name out there, but I met her at the program, and going up there, I had a girlfriend. Like, you know, it was a Norbit situation pretty much. Like, I was like, I don't know, 15, 16 years old, and I was in ROTC, and I think this girl was like a year ahead of me. And at one point, you know, she asked me if I had a girlfriend or something, and I was like, yeah. And then she was like, well, call me tonight. So it was pretty much like, you know, I don't care about your situation. You with me now, this kind of deal. And that's pretty much what happened. And so, you know, that finished out my high school years, and then like going into college, you know, I was leaving her at home to go all the way to Milwaukee. But then I met this girl, and like we just had a lot of fun together. I really started a lot of my like heavy drinking around her, because, you know, Milwaukee, I think when you in them like Catholic Jesuit environments, like people are either very, very religious or they like very, very rebellious. And so people was getting it in. They like insane for me, because I had never been around no shit like that. I had never been, you know, white parties and black parties are two different things. It wasn't a whole lot of dancing or nothing at these white parties. It was just like kegs or trash cans full of beer or bathtubs full of WAP, jungle juice, whatever you want to call it. And so, yeah, but we hung out a lot, and we got real close. And, you know, she might have been the only person on campus that listened to my radio show. But, you know, like, she was a big deal to me. And, she was a big deal. It never went anywhere. It never went that far. But I always wanted it to. And I always thought, like, we were right there on the verge or something. I think at one point she was like, I don't want to hurt you. Like you. That nice guy thing, like, you're too nice of a guy, I don't want to hurt you. Like, hurt me, baby, hurt me. Anyway, that was it. So the girl that I went to high school with that was my like girlfriend at the time, you know, we used to talk on the phone a lot. And I'd be telling her, you know, what was going on. And, you know, when you're naive and you don't understand like how women are in relationships, you'll mention another girl, or that you hung out with another girl, and we was doing stuff like solo. We was taking trips to Target and stuff like that, you know, just me and her. And so I mentioned these things, and of course, that was striking a chord with my girlfriend that I didn't know it was. And back then at Marquette, I don't know if they still have it. Hopefully they don't. You could call a student directory, and if you knew the student's name, they would give you the number to their dorm room. Like, you could just connect to, you know, somebody's dorm room phone as long as you knew their name. And so, you know, my dumb ass is on the phone every night with my girlfriend back home, and I'm talking to her about people. And yeah, me and I don't know what the dude's name was, something Campbell, and like I'm dropping last names and blah blah blah, and, you know. And I must have dropped Shorty's name at some point. And so what started happening, unbeknownst to me, was that my girlfriend at the time was calling up to this directory. She was getting people's numbers, and then she was calling them and like telling them everything that I would have to say about them. And if you don't know this about me, nicest guy in the world, I do love you, and I do care about you, and I'm super friendly and will do anything for you. But 99% of people I don't like. I don't like you. I don't like you. You probably get on my nerves, but that doesn't mean I won't help you in any way that I possibly can, or be friendly to you, or be nice and engaging. I'm going to remember your birthday. I'm going to talk to you about what you talked to me about last week. Is your mom okay? What happened with your little cousin? How's this going? How'd that test go? Like, I'm going to remember that kind of stuff. And so most people think we're a lot closer. This is sounding horrible, but most people think we're a lot closer than we actually are. I don't like most people. It's a sad fact. And the people closest to me are usually the only ones that notice. I used to tell my ex-wife, like, you know, I don't care. You could tell people whatever I say. They're not going to believe you. Like, nobody is going to believe that I'm this evil behind closed doors, that I hate everybody as much as I really do. But these people did believe her when she told them everything that I had to say about them. And I think I laid it on like extra thick with the half Korean, half German girl. And it was mostly because, I mean, I did like her, but I couldn't seem like I liked it. Like, you know what I'm saying? If I hated everybody else, I had to hate her too. I had to have things I ain't like about her. So yeah, you know, she was calling all these people. She was like telling them what I was saying about them, pretty much turning them against me, and then turning them into her long distance like spies. Like, now their job was to stay friends with me, but just like report back to her on everything I was doing, where I was going, what party I was at, what I did at the party, who I was hanging out with, all this type of stuff. So she was just setting me up. And then when she would tell them to like not fuck with me for a while, you know, she would just be putting me in situations where I wouldn't understand what was going on. You know, everybody was cool with me one day, next day nobody's cool with me, and now they come around again. And, you know, and during the times when they weren't cool with me, she knew that like pushed me closer to her, because I ain't had nobody else to talk to but her. It was super crazy. Like, this is all in the book, but the worst part that happened, the heartbreaking part, because sometimes I think about her as like the one that got away, even though there was never anything. But I don't know what it could have been. I don't know. But I don't know. I was on the phone with my girlfriend one night, and like, new age kids will never understand this. They'll never understand the shit that we had to go through. But I'm on the phone with my actual girlfriend back home, and I'm talking, and she brings up, you know, her name, ask about her. And, you know, I'm doing my usual two-step about, yeah, you know, she's annoying. She wants to hang out all the time, and I don't want her to be out there by herself, and that's why I hang out with her, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. And about halfway through me going through my spiel, like, I hear a sniffle. And this is like the infamous three-way calling trick. Like if you don't know, you know, we had three-way calling on landlines back in the day. Somebody would call someone, get them on the phone, and then tell them to like mute their phone, or, you know, be quiet and call another person. And then, you know, be pretending to have a one-on-one conversation with that person, not knowing that there was somebody else on the line. The smart thing to do, if you was hip to the game and you kind of suspected whatever was going on, was whoever called you, you'd be like, hey, man, let me call you right back. And so, you know, if I call you, then, you know, you would, if you're on the phone with somebody, you got to click over to answer my call. So I'm not on that. So I break that whole three-way thing. But, you know, like I said, my head is in a whirl. Like, people are not fucking with me. I'm by myself. This the only person I got now. And so, you know, I'm not thinking like that. When she calls, I'm like, yeah, you know, gotta pick up the phone. Let's talk. Like, I ain't got nobody else to talk to. So I'm not doing the whole, let me call you right back type situation. And it's long distance. So, so I it's a college student. Money wasn't flowing like that. Y'all don't even understand the long distance struggles. Like, it struggles. Set me up. But anyway, yeah, I heard the sniffle. And Julie was on the phone. Oh, damn, I dropped the name. But anyway, she was on the phone. And, yeah, I think, you know, she just said, I never want to talk to you again. And hung up. And that was the end of, you know, that situation. Heartbroken. I don't know how that had to do anything with whatever, anything else I was talking about today or the radio station, but it just came to mind as a filler for the time period. But I don't know. It was my actual girlfriend's, my actual girlfriend at the time, the girl I'm talking about, it was her birthday this week. So maybe that, I guess that ties in somewhere in here. Dirty Child. I don't know. Like, y'all make the connections and segue it all together. I'm just here to record. But yeah, that was a crazy time. New, like, y'all got it easy these days. You don't know nothing about being caught on three-way. I got caught out there a lot. For as much as I knew, like, you know, supposed to always call people back. I felt like that. Maybe I did understand Jay in some, you know, shape or form. I don't know. Because I was always worried about my phone getting tapped or somebody listening in on my phone calls. Because that shit got me in a world of hurt a number of times. It was always with that one particular girl, though. She was the best at it. She would get my guard down. Crazy. Anyways, that's all I got. If you made it this far, I fucks with you. You dope. But yeah, as always, hit up my man Zaya Fitness at livealphafitness.com. livealphafitness.com. If you're interested in the hop tea beverages I talk about, the best way to NA, these are non-alcoholic beverages. These are teas and waters brewed with hops. So they have like a craft beer flavor, but with absolutely no fermentation. So no alcohol content whatsoever. If you want to check out those beverages, I think you can get 15% off if you go to whatistws.com/hops. That'll take you to their site. My code will already be in there, and it'll get you a break on you know, your first purchase from Hoplark. Hoplark is the company. Hop Tea is the product. But check them out. It's really dope stuff. When I'm not drinking Dirty Chai, I'm drinking Hoplark. And then as always, if you just go to whatistws.com and check out the merch store, you know, you can help the show. Help me send Chefy Leash to Disney World or something like that. I'm trying to take her to some water parks or something this summer. We'll do some dope stuff. And you can contribute to that. And you can do so and still get 20% off using coupon code ALGORITHM. ALGORITHM, I believe. That's how you spell it, hopefully. But yeah, use coupon code ALGORITHM. Get 20% off your entire order at the whatistws.com merch store. But with that being said, I'm up out of here. Until we speak again, be safe, be easy, be the light. And know this, if you know nothing else, I love you. Holla.
Last call for alcohol. Yeah. If this is it, like if this is the last joint, if this is the last hurrah, it's the last call for alcohol, baby. I gotta say, whether you knew it or not, it's pretty much at the finest bar establishment, the finest spirits and libations y'all could have had, baby. You might realize it now, you might have realized it back then, you might realize it later.
Love.